Hi, my name is Abril Toledo. I am 19 years old. Today is April 2nd, and I am speaking with Alberto Toledo, who is my brother. We are recording in San Francisco, California. So, how would you describe yourself to a stranger?
How would I describe myself to a stranger?
Yes.
I'm very good looking. I would say I'm funny, but not everyone might think that. I'm Hispanic. I feel like I'm a very caring person. I look out for people. I'm always making sure that if anyone's in need, that I am an option. I'm an athlete. I like to play sports. One of my hobbies is to play soccer, and I also enjoy playing video games. I spend a lot of my time in a virtual world where I can escape reality. Something along those lines. I would say I'm a pretty smart person. I like to learn cool individual facts. I have good grades, I guess. I guess that's it.
How old are you and what grade are you in?
I'm 15 and I'm a sophomore in high school.
Okay, so now that you described yourself, can you describe your family?
I have a family of 5, including myself. I have 2 sisters, a mom, a dad, and myself.
Describe your parents.
My parents.
How are they? Who are they?
My parents are both Latino. They're both Mexican. I guess they come from that Hispanic Latino culture. My dad's, he's a chill person, but he's serious when it comes down to business. My mom is a very caring person, but she's also very loud. And she likes to give orders. But overall, both my parents are the best parents I could ask for.
Okay, so are there any classic family jokes, stories, or songs that you can share with me?
Classic? Well, there's stories about my family in their home country. Do I have to say the story?
You don't want to. Okay. Tell me about your siblings. Were you close with them when you were younger, or how does your relationship work with the individual ones, with both sisters?
So I have a big sister named Abril and a smaller sister named Chantel. My big sister, I have a good relationship. I feel like I can speak to her as a friend. And she has my back for whenever I need her. My little sister is annoying and she gets on my nerves, but I still love her. Was I close with them when I was little? I don't remember a lot when I was little, but I do remember like the fun stuff I used to do with my older sister and all the funny stories that we could tell to people about how we used to mess around when we were young. One of the stories is when she almost poked my eye out with a knife. We were making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on our bunk bed. I was on the top bed and she was on the bottom bed. And for some reason, she had the knife sticking out from the bed. And as I went to jump down, I landed with like the inner part of my nose hit the knife and it almost hit my eye. And my parents were really mad at her and she got in trouble, but that's a really funny story I could tell anybody and it'll make them laugh.
Okay, so tell me about your parents. What was your life like growing up with them?
My parents, my dad, he used to be a very serious person. Back when I was little, I didn't really have so much of a connection with him that I do now. I didn't really see him as a friend, but more as a dad. Now that sort of we've grown together over me playing sports because we both have a love for the sport, we've grown together through that. I'm in a soccer team. And he takes me to my games and to my practices, and we bond over that. And we talk about different situations, soccer, tactics, or whatever. And I feel like that's really grown our friendship. My mom, I love my mom. She's, I'm her favorite.
Only son.
I'm her favorite and only son out of all three of us. She's always looking out for me. She cares about where I'm at, what I'm doing, have I eaten, if I need anything. She's always involved in my personal life, which is good but and bad at the same time. She always has some sort of thought about it. She says she is always dreaming about it. She's always dreaming about this, like the stuff we're going through, and she's really caring. But she's also very
sensitive.
She cries a lot. But, I mean. That's my mom, so I can't do anything about it.
So, where are your parents from?
Both my parents are from Mexico. They met there. They both came to this country together. And they had my older sister in Mexico, but they had me and my younger sister here. They both have very strong traditional Mexican ideology. They both have those traditions and those that culture, and they brought it with them and they handed it down to me and to my sisters. And that's something I like a lot. I like to be part of something. I want to be part of something, and I like the culture I'm part of.
Okay. So how do you make your parents proud? Like, what triggers you to make them proud?
What encourages me or what makes them proud?
Well, yeah, what makes you... What are your actions towards, like, making them proud? Like, joining sports, getting good grades, talking about school or...
I don't know exactly what makes them proud, but they're really aggressive towards me in a good way about my grades, and they're really, I guess, proud of my achievements in school, because so far I'm a straight A student. All throughout middle school I was a straight A student up to now high school sophomore year, and they've always talked to me about getting an education and furthering my knowledge in life so I can get farther than they did, which I guess is the goal as a parent. I feel like I make my dad proud when he's talking to me and telling me about soccer and the different stuff, like his experience as a soccer player and his knowledge, him handing it down to me, giving me, telling me stuff to do, telling me stuff not to do, and me implementing it into my game, and him just watching me do it and him look at me take his advice. He's never told me that he's proud of me for doing that, but I feel and I can tell that he is some sort of proud for me listening to him and taking his ideas and his knowledge and implementing it into my game.
Oh my God.
Huh? What did you say?
So yeah, that's it.
Have your parents told you about how they immigrated to the United States?
They have. They told me their stories and their experience. They both immigrated illegally, crossing the border without documentation. Yeah.
How does it feel to have immigrant parents?
How does it feel? There's always a worry in the back of my head, but I don't think about it much. There's always setbacks. There's always things that we can't obtain because of that. But it's not much of a difference to me about how I feel about them. But it also is sort of like a worry, because there's a lot of sort of programs and stuff going on in the world right now that is trying to eliminate all illegal immigrants from the United States. So yeah.
Have you had friends and friends or family members that have told you that they also have immigrant parents? Would you agree with them and also say that you had immigrant parents, or did you just try to ignore the fact and just change the subject, or did you talk about them as well?
I have some friends that have told me about it, but I don't really remember. I didn't tell any, I haven't told anyone that my parents are not documented, because they've told me not to, and I feel like if I say to the wrong person, that could it could be my fault that they get deported back. It's not really something I trouble with. It's not something that's on my chest, I guess you could say. I don't really feel the urge to let anyone know. Yeah, I guess.
So you were scared to just talk about it to certain people, and you were just scared, but you wouldn't just speak to it about your parents to anyone, just about your closest circle, or the people that you trust.
My closest circle. I guess No, I wouldn't tell them. I've always neglect like I haven't neglected, but I've always sort of shied away from telling anyone. I've always tried to like change the subject or do talk about something else when questions like those are asked and stuff like that is talked about. So yeah, I guess you could say I was afraid or, you know, just cautious about what I say.
Did your childhood impact you because of that, or did you just not care and until like you've grown older you noticed it and how it can impact the rest of your life?
Well, childhood is childhood innocence. You're just living life, you're playing, you're enjoying yourself. As a child, you don't really look at the issues around the world and the conflicts between people and cultures and traditions and ideologies and stuff. So I guess no, that didn't really affect my childhood until later when I realized how serious that was and what outcome it could bring to my life. But like I said, childhood innocence, you don't know what's out there, you don't know what's going on around the world or the things that have happened in the world and the bad stuff. You think about, you know, the new toy that came out, or you think about going out with your friends, playing outside or you know, just hanging out. But it wasn't really something that worried me as a child because, I mean, they told me, but I didn't really take much out of it. They just told me not to go around telling people that type of stuff, but I didn't really take much out of it because I didn't really understand what the situation was or how real that situation could turn out to be. So that's it.
Do you think your life would have been different if your parents were here legally?
Perhaps. My parents, my dad specifically, has done a very good job of building up and giving us what we need. When we were younger, we had a tougher time financially. We had issues that impacted our lives. I feel like, you know, a lot of more stuff could be done. There could be a lot more aid or more help come our way if they were able to, you know, seek out or look for help. But with the fact that they were illegal immigrants, I guess there's always a sort of a thought, you know, if you come out or you ask for help or whatever, that you're gonna get they're gonna find you out and figure out stuff like that. And I guess that's the case with most illegal immigrants in this country, that whenever they're having an issue, they're in trouble, they don't usually seek out for help because they're afraid that they're gonna get deported back or they're gonna get found out or, you know, someone's gonna say something about their status. And I feel like that's a big issue because a lot of people starve, a lot of people sleep outside, they become homeless. A lot of bad stuff happens to them because they don't come out and look for help, fearing that they would get deported back, or fearing that they would get found out about their legal status. And I feel like that was the issue with my parents. And so yeah, I guess perhaps you could say that if my parents were here legally, it would be a different story, a different situation.
Okay, So how do you feel that your sister has DACA? Like, does that impact you in like a negative way or a positive way?
I'm not sure because I know that DACA helps my sister. It helps her, I guess, in like being able to be part of this country now that she's grown up and she's going out to live reality and stuff. How does that affect me? I don't know, because there's been a lot of talk about the elimination of DACA and those programs. And I guess that affects me because that would hurt my sister. And that's my sister, and I wouldn't want her to have some sort of wall in between her progress and becoming an adult. Yeah, I guess.
So let's say you had like a certain amount of power. Like I know the president doesn't have much power, but think about like the White House. If you had that much power, what things would you have done or would you do to help those people that don't have documents, legal documents to stay here? Like, what would be some resources that you would create to help them?
Oh, I'm not sure because, I mean, obviously I would do my best to help, but I guess you can't really just give them papers and give them legal documents just because I mean I feel like that would cause an issue or something. But I'm not sure if I was able to give legal documents to whoever wanted them, I would do it. But I'm sure there's consequences of doing it, which I'm not sure about. But some, I mean, yeah, I would do my best to help undocumented people in this country have a better life and do better in the United States. Yeah, stuff like DACA or those type of programs, those type of organizations, I would definitely implement more of those into the society, into the world, to sort of help them come up in the United States and live their dreams out as they first had them when they first came to this country.
Are you aware with the law SB 1070? Do you know what that law is? No?
No, I don't.
So that law was created in Arizona. I'm not sure when, but it was created so the police officer can okay, so let's say you were driving. You know, you're not that dark. You look Hispanic. Let's say you were driving in Arizona and a police officer stops you. He has the right to stop you because you look Hispanic.
Actually, now that you actually say the law and describe it to me, I do know of it. I think that's a terrible law, a very racially driven law, racist driven law. I feel like this is going back to the civil rights days, where, laws like the I forget the name, but it was the grandfather clause, where African Americans were, they were given the right to vote. However, their massive like things that were asked from them, and education, your grandfather, before the 70s, African Americans were not allowed to vote. No free African Americans, no enslaved African Americans. And one of the requirements after the grandfather law was implemented, one of the requirements to be able to vote is your grandfather has to be able was should have been able to vote before 1970, which made it impossible for African Americans to vote because no one's grandfather was able to vote before 1970. And I feel like we're going back to those same old racist days where laws and arrests are made by the person's race and by the person's the way they look. And I just think that's unfair because there's a lot of people that are misjudged and are seen as criminals or is seen as illegal undocumented people that they're just, I mean, maybe they are, but maybe they're not. And if they're not, that's unfair because it's racist and, you know, racist people, they're just mean and rude and stuff. So I don't think that's an okay law to have, especially in Arizona, where Arizona, Texas, a lot of undocumented immigrants moved to. That I feel like that's one of the main reasons why it was implemented there in Arizona and not anywhere else, because there's a lot of influx of illegal undocumented people. So yeah.
Did you know that I wrote a letter to the sheriff when I was in 8th grade? I wrote a letter to the sheriff that created this law, and he came from Arizona all the way to San Francisco so he can speak to our middle school and the reason why he created this law.
What did he say?
Well, our principal didn't allow him to come in to school because all of the news were there too, and they for some reason they knew about this, so they posted it in the media as well, and the news were all over the block, and just the principal didn't allow him to come in because I guess she was scared that he might, you know, he got this anger from all these letters, because I know some of my classmates didn't write letters. They just wrote swear words because he didn't like the things that he was doing. So I'm pretty sure he had like anger in his system, because we probably don't know his side of the story. So that's one thing.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Okay, so another question I have for you is, how do you feel about sanctuary cities?
Sanctuary cities, I think they're great because they allow a diverse, maybe not liked, people that are not liked by traditional views. It allows them to come to the sanctuary cities and just live however they want and live their life, be who they want to be who they are, do what they want to do, and have no one sort of like talk down to them or make fun of them or
threaten them
or turn them down or restrict their, like, not give them jobs, stuff like that. And I think it's great for a lot of people who just want to live a life and I think it's great because it allows them to be separated from all the people that, you know, dislike them. And it's not exactly, you know, free of all people that, in, you know, hate them, but there's always going to be homophobic people, there's always going to be racist people, and hopefully with this new generation coming up, there's less of that and there's more open-minded people that don't look at things like skin tones or sexualities or genders or you know, things like that. And I think it's great because I live in a sanctuary city. I love it here. I've been discriminated before, but obviously, you know, places like Arizona, places like Texas, there's a lot more of that. Thankfully, I haven't been, you know, my whole life, I haven't been harassed. There's like a few situations, the few times in my life, a few situations where I was, and you know, I didn't like it. So I'm grateful that I live in a city where there's less of that, and there's more open-minded people that look to help.
More diversity.
Well, there's more diversity. There's a lot. There's a lot of places here. There's different types of people from all around the world. There's different languages. There's different cultures, and I also like that because me being a person that likes to learn a lot, likes knowledge, I feel like being exposed to different cultures, different traditions, that aids to my knowledge of things. So yeah.
Okay, so I know you play soccer and you travel to like Baja California or North California. Like, what's the difference between the other cities that you played for, like the teams you played for, and San Francisco? Like, you know, we've been to like Sacramento and there's more gentrification. So what do you think that makes them look at you a certain way? Because you played with a lot of Caucasian teams. Well, yeah, how does that?
I feel like there's the stereotypes that we're hot-headed, we're angry, we're always angry, we're always looking to make a dirty tackle or something. And I mean, yeah, that's the case. We've been looked at like that. And even the coaches, even the adults, you know, they've looked at us like that. And our coaches has always told us, you know, these people, they see us for our skin, they see us as brown. Cause I play with a lot of Hispanic people, a lot of Latino people. Like,
not,
you know,
just from Mexico,
from all of South America, Central America. And they only see us as brown, Mexican, you know, just one race, which is, I guess, the stereotypical one is Mexico. We're seen as hotheads. And our coaches told us, you know what, these people look at you this way. They only think about you as a hotheaded, a dirty person, you know, someone that's no good. And he's always used that as motivation for us. You know, show them who you are, show them what you got, show them that you're not only this, show them that you've got what it takes, you know, to live up to their standards, in quotation marks. And I feel like, yeah, we played against a lot of teams that are full of Caucasian people, that are not very diverse. And there's been some racial slurs thrown at us and some racist comments made during the game because maybe my teammate went in hard in the tackle, or I guess he fouled the player, and the player's got nothing else to say but something bad. And that's sort of like, that's something that I don't like about, you know, playing against those teams. Because even the parents sometimes, the parents go way out of character. They're nice selves, and they throw some racial slurs. And there's even been some like fighting and issues and stuff, just because of that. And I think that's not cool, you know. It's a game. We're trying to have fun. We're trying to play a competitive game. Yeah, it's competitive. There's gonna be, you know, roughness, and because we want the win, they want the win, there's gonna be roughness, there's gonna be struggle. But they don't have to do all, they don't have to say all that stuff, they don't have to do all that stuff. You know, at the end of the day, it's just a game. It's just a fun hobby we all do. something we like to do, something we love to do, something we sweat, we cry, we do all this, we sacrifice so much for the game, but at the same time, you know, you don't gotta go out of pocket and, you know, do all that, say all that stuff, because it really just, it's a trigger, and it's not something, you know, not something nice to say to anybody.
You've been to Europe, you've been to Spain, you've been to Italy. Like, you went with your soccer team, and, you know, you just explained that your soccer team is a lot of Latinos or Hispanics from all over South America. Has there been any racist moments over there as well, or was there more racist here? Or, you know, there's obviously the language barrier over there, but what makes you feel, how does it differ from the United States to Europe?
In Europe, there's obviously the language barrier, so I don't know exactly what they're saying to us. I remember playing against, I think it was a Russian or German team. As soon as they came in, they saw us and they started just, I know because some of my teammates, they understood what they were saying. They were just straight up talking trash about us. They're just saying swear words, and I don't like to assume, but, you know, I'm sure there was some sort of racial things there, especially from where they came from. Their background, the racial sort of supremacy they believe in. I'm not saying they believe in it, but, you know, their background, the region they've come from, the country, you know, and I mean, that's kind of our, what's it called? I'm kind of seeing like a hypocrite here, but, I mean, I'm a sophomore in high school. I'm taking AP World History. You know, that's the like right now we're talking about, you know, World War I, World War II, Adolf Hitler, and that's the first thing that comes to my mind when I talk about Germany. So, yeah, I mean, over there, there's a lot of nice people. I definitely didn't. I wasn't at all like, I didn't feel like I was, you know,
attacked
or anything. Besides that, the whole situation. I mean, obviously there's a language barrier, so, you know, there's things I didn't understand, there's things I didn't know that they said that could have been harmful or mean or whatever, but, yeah, the U.S., here I've definitely been attacked, I've definitely had more shade thrown at my teammates, you know, thrown at my parents, our team. So, yeah, I guess you could say here in the U.S. it's a lot worse than over there in Europe. Yeah.
Okay, so now I have my younger sister. I know this may sound like, I don't know, weird, because she's probably super young and she may not know about this, but she will tell you your story. So, tell me your name, your age, and what grade you are in.
I'm Chantel. I'm 9, and I'm in 4th grade.
Okay, so you know that your parents are immigrants.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Sad, because I've heard of all the stuff that's been happening today in 2018, and it really scares me.
Why does it scare you?
Because I've seen that they've been abused a lot, and then they have to come back, but they get to see their family, though, which makes me happy, but they might just love being here, and they wish to come back, but they can't.
Do you have a lot of friends that their parents are illegal, or they tell you that they're illegal?
Not really, but one friend says that she's African, that she came from there, and she was born there.
How does that make you feel? Do you think she's a bad person?
No, because she's a very nice friend and a good person to play with.
So all the things that you know how Donald Trump said that Mexicans are bad people. Do you think like people from other countries are bad as well?
No, because everyone is great and they're not bad people. The bad person is him because he's running the world and not thinking and just like do like saying it except of thinking of what could happen or what could happen to the whole world.
What are some things that you could have that you could help those immigrants? Like, what would you do to those people? Would you give them jobs? Would you give them papers? Would you give them permits to stay here?
I would give them money and they could have permission to stay here and papers.
Why?
Because I feel bad for all the persons that go back. And yeah.
Okay, so this was an interview with Alberto Toledo and Chantel Toledo, and I am Abril Toledo. Thank you.